and we're here on RBN, the Dan Burley Show. And hey, folks, if you out there want to go and share your music, if you feel you're a star and you're good in music, I want to hear from you. Send me your tape because I want to do something a little different on one of my shows. And I want to air people out there that, you know, trying to get a music career. So if you feel that you are good in music or if you are good at doing comedy, you know, on the air, I would like to talk to you because I want to do something a little different to take the edge off of this stuff that we're doing. So please, I'm looking for entertainers, people that want to be a part of thing that I'm getting ready to do on the broadcast, bringing old radio to new. So give me a call at 630-930-9782. Looking for folks that want to entertain in more ways, actors and people that have ability. And we're going to do something a little different here. But anyway, going back to what we were talking about, John, here, this is the reason why I'm talking about these things here on this broadcast today, because, again, I was seeing this stuff from the get-go when I went into the court system, when I was working in these different law firms and things, you know, the corruption, the misuse of money, working in Fortune 100 corporations and the controller's offices and things. And I saw it, you know, start from a mom-pa business, you know, something that everybody was working together, and it turned into a quagmire of a nightmare based on greed and the lack of concern of the employees and people working, you know, together. So what I'm saying to you is, how do you feel about corporate America yourself, John? You know, what is your opinion?
There was a comment made by a supervisor at my base of operations. I drive tractor-trailer for a local company. And a comment was made that the people that were working in the upper management, that there were some new people working there, and they were trying their best. They were just running into walls of opposition. And the gentleman I talked with says to him, he says, you can't use logic. Logic doesn't apply to upper management. And they have different reasons for what they do, but it's not logical most of the time. And this is pretty scary. But at the same time, such as World War II, I use the comparison of the fuel. If we want to shut down the opposition, we shut down their fuel depot. Well, part of the operations of World War II was for industry, and we always hear, you know, we have to have a war to pay the bills and to have the economy go. Well, if you have your trucks only go 40 miles an hour while they're screaming, you're wearing them out, you're burning up twice the amount of fuel, they're noisy trying to sneak in on somebody, they're noisy while you're trying to sneak away from somebody, they're slow, so you're a sitting duck to get hit. I mean, how many more bad things could be orchestrated? It's not logical to build a military truck that's slow and consumes a tremendous amount of fuel and wears out soon. It's not logical.
But it gives the corporations money, because if it eats up fuel, that means that more fuel has to be pumped. So that means there's more workers, more fuel, more, you know, pushing and pushing and pushing of an economy.
But that is directly what's going on back then, and it's what we're seeing going on today as far as, oh, we have terrorism, we have the security, but yet we have the Rex 84 program, which brings all the Mexicans into this country, which aren't speaking our language, which is a repeating of the Rome, the reasons why Rome failed is the infrastructure of the aliens coming in. First, they use them for servants and whatnot, and then all of a sudden there's too many of them. Plus, they vulcanize the system because of the language barrier, because of the expense of different things, because of the imbalance of society. And yet, they're searching us at airports, but they're letting all these people bring in the diseases, take our jobs away.
Well, it's not only the Hispanic people coming over, it's a whole lot of people coming
right in.
But we're going to talk more here when we return here on this broadcast, the Dan Burley Show. And we're going to talk about a health issue when we come back.
Sweet dreams are made of Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796. Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back. We're here on RBN, the Deanne Brulé Show. And we're talking about things that you need to kind of focus on and kind of think, you know, and you don't have to believe me. I'm not trying to force my opinion on you. I'm just giving you an idea of a reason why things are going on. And it's up to you to figure it out. I want you to just kind of listen to what I look at from factors that I know, from, you know, the things that I learned from my family, from people I worked with and areas I've been involved in over a span of, God, I've been working since... Well, I don't want to tell you how old I am, but anyway, it goes back quite a bit. And the issue is that it's bad out here, and we don't realize it. Because, see, the mechanism is still in place. We still see, or some people see, that they're still, you know, able to go to the Cubs game and cheer on the Cubs, and they're able to, you know, go catch a beer somewhere, and they haven't noticed that a lot of the clubs are getting more beers than numbers of people going in. They're noticing that the rules are changing. They have to pull out a cigarette. They're told they can't smoke in the place, and they have to go somewhere else. And if they go on the street, there's an ordinance that if you smoke on the street, you can get hit with a $500-$600 fine. And then, you know, fewer bathrooms on the street, and no place for the homeless to go, you know, nowhere for them to sit down. They've taken all the benches out. They've removed benches for the homeless and the handicapped. They don't have that many benches for people to sit, you know, or benches at even the bus stops, the terminals. They don't even have the handicap facilities and ramps they're supposed to have really all over the place that they claim. Fewer and fewer bathrooms available. Lesser and lesser bathrooms all over the place. More and more people are being told just to hold it. The thing that was amazing, I used to go to the schools. I was involved heavily in the Chicagoland schools. Used to lobby in Springfield and worked with Designs for Change, Pure, Calci, and various other things. I was on a local school council in Lakeview. Was there for a long time and got involved with going to schools, man, looking into the science fairs and things. And the thing that was amazing that I, oh my God, my dog going berserk. I mean, but anyway, what happened was that during the time I was going to the science fairs and things, I noticed different things in school. The teachers were telling the students, they were telling the students that they could not use the bathroom. And they had to only go once. They couldn't go twice. They could only go one time during the period. Or, you know, they might be doing something, and then people would follow people in the bathroom, you know, the students, and it got them intimidated where they didn't want to go in the washrooms at all. And think of what that did to the young people's bladders and things. John, what do you think about this type of thing? What's going on currently in schools?
Well, I can understand, you know, there's some discipline when you go in the military, you know, they basically control you because they feed you just a certain amount, and they make it so that you have abilities to control yourself and also to produce function of whatever the job is, of learning or whatever else. But they've increased the ideas of, like, oh, they always come out with the new idea of teaching. And yet the record shows that our abilities of our children has gone way downhill. We've spent more and more money, and they've got all these new techniques. And when the truth of the matter is, we're not successful. We're not successful in the idea of we have more mentally dependent children and people in the society. We actually have full classes now of the disability of the children that can't think very well because of the vaccinations and all those kind of things. And so, again, as your abilities mentally go down, and they have to go to the bathroom, they can't reason all of a sudden. And so now they're going to try to put reason to somebody that has been deprived of their full mental capacity.
Yeah, but this is what they do. You know, they have children line up, and they tell them that they only use the washroom once. And you don't... believe me, folks, go and ask your people at the school and ask, see what goes on. Sit in your child's class. I have children parents contact that have had situations where children had problems with their bladder, and think how this affects them when they get older and the impacts on them because they become frightened. Okay, let me put it to you this way. You go in a local school, and I need to have Charlotte Eisenby back on the show because she can tell you straight up what's going on in all these schools in listener land, which is the United States of America, and across the world. But the ones here in the United States, you know, they do certain things to your children once they come out of your hands and your grips when you go to school. They have the kids in the school, and anything you taught them in the home, they have to been totally deprogrammed. They are intimidated in the classes a lot of times by the teachers. Now, in the kindergarten classes, not that much. First grade, not that much. But when they start getting up in the upper grades, that's when they get scared. And they get nervous. And they get confused. Now, especially if they have coupled on that a situation that they have problems with their home life or something like that when they go to school, and they are, you know, stressed out from dealing with mom and dad not having no money and arguments going on because mom and dad don't know how they're going to meet all these bills, and mom and dad are arguing and struggling just to make it, and they're confused, and they need to talk to somebody about homework, and they can't because mom and dad, if it's just too stressed out, they, you know, have to get rest and can't deal with the homework as much as they would like to because they're just making it. So when Timmy or Jane or Sally or whatever goes to school, they go into the school, and the first thing they see is there's security in the school now. They have to go through a security gate. Some of the schools are frisking the students and going through their book bags and looking in their lockers because they're, you know, they're learning that they're a criminal already. They come in a classroom with 28 or more students in it. Some people block up. Some of the classes have less. But when the kids come into school, they're sitting there in the class. There's a poor little kid is sitting there, and he doesn't remember his homework that well. He doesn't remember anything. He's had lack of sleep. He's trying to get all the stress out, and then his hand goes up, and he tries to answer a question, and somebody tells him immediately he's wrong. I sat in classrooms where students actually answered the right answer, and they were told they were wrong. You go figure. I got a couple of classrooms in Chicago that were considered one of the elite schools. I went in there, and the kids were writing all sideways on their paper, going right up the side of the paper and writing up and down like, you know, somebody from Middle Eastern and Chinese countries, up and down on the paper. That's because the teacher didn't put lines across the blackboard like when I was going to school and show them exactly how to put their pencils to the paper. They got so sophisticated in schools, they started teaching them stuff, and they didn't even know how to do their 1, 2, 3s. They were in algebra. They got so sophisticated in schools that I'm an artist, by the way. I started out in commercial art. That's what I wanted to be. And my whole family were artists. My mother knew how to draw. My brother knew how to draw. All of us knew how to draw. Except for my dad. He was a musician. But the bottom line is that I go to school. First thing I was taught how to draw was an apple. I understand what an apple looked like, a principle of banana, and how to draw that, and how to draw features and stuff like that. Very simple things and characterizations from circles and various things. I go on to school now. They're teaching them surrealistic art before they even know what an apple is. They don't know what a banana is, a pear. They're drawing surrealistic things and putting surrealistic mindsets in them. So when they're looking at abstract things and they're looking at stuff they don't understand and they're impacted with learning all kinds of foreign languages before they're even second, third grade, think how much that impacts on the child. That's a little bit too much information. Too much information for folks right now. Imagine putting that on a child. Then he comes out of school out here. They used to load their book bags full of homework. It would be like at least 20 pages deep a day. And somebody, your parents come home and they're stressed out. And Jimmy or Sally sitting there and said, Dad, do you know how to do this equation? And sometimes Dad don't know what that is. And Mom doesn't know what it is because they didn't have that in school. Not something they need. Something they need for their job right now. So then you say to yourself, now why is your kid acting strange? Okay, so then the only thing he can equate to is the television. He's sitting there looking at TV, he's listening to music, and then his friends are listening to music because they're blocking out all the stress, the stressors that they have. We don't look at it on that logical level. We're looking at it on a superficial level. We're looking at it at our level because we're dealing with trying to deal with living every day. They are too. Now, when they start acting stressed out, the little kids start acting and jumping up and down and running around and stuff like that, and then we made it automatically label that as a disease, and then they start getting drugs like Ritalin, which has cocaine in it, or some other kind of form of drug that's addictive. And then they're put in a situation that eventually those drugs hit them and impact on them, and they crave those things later on in life. Now, Jimmy might have been the most star kid that you had in your home, and you were so happy, and he was the sweetest little kid, and you had a pretty smile, and you had a beautiful little daughter, you know, you just looked at her, and just your eyes would go to tears, and you hug her and love her and stuff like that. As soon as she comes out of your environment and goes out, and people will fight with you on this, well, I got the perfect home. No, it's nothing. As soon as the kid leaves your house, soon as he goes out of the house and goes somewhere else, you have no control over what happens during those hours he's gone. Now, all these Wonder Women out here that feel they don't need to have no man in their house or in life or in existence. And I'm going to tell you the facto principle of that when we come back. But you need to hear this. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Here on RBN. I'm on the Truth Radio Monday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, Blog Talk Radio. I have the Veterans Resource Information Hour that comes on at 3 p.m. My Cat's Conscious Awareness Hour on Friday at 4. And then we have the Homeless Radio Broadcast on Blog Talk Radio on at 4 p.m., normally 4 p.m. on Saturday. And I'm moving it tonight to 1 p.m. in the morning on Blog Talk Radio. So when I get off of here 2 hours later, I'm going to be on the Homeless Radio broadcast because I want to talk about the issue of homelessness. Also tomorrow, I'm doing a program on racism. And it's going to be on Now Live, nowlive.com. If you go there at 6:30, I'm going to be on. I'm going to be talking with a number of people in the African-American community about what is going on out here. The real truth, not what they want you to hear, but the real truth is hitting the community. See, the thing, the only reason that we have these conflicts and things because people don't understand other people. And we always think and outthink other people and think that we know more. We don't know anything until we visit those other people and know what's going on. Now, I'm going back to the school thing, and I'm going to go to the subject that I just covered right now, but I want to go back to the school issue. Now, do your children go to this quagmire nightmares in school? and you try to wonder why they have a problem learning. A lot of the materials in school are outdated. Local school councils in Chicago at one time were fighting, keeping the literature and material that they had updated, and the suburban communities, they weren't running into that much. But the tax base for both communities were so great because, again, your homeowners are paying for the burden of these taxes they're going to the school. And some of you need to visit these schools to understand what I'm talking about. When you go to the high school these days, again, you know, because of, you know, Columbine, various other things happening, a lot of schools have metal detectors and the kids are being frisked. You know, did you go through that when you went to school? Now, it was bad enough going to high school. You know, a lot of people know what I'm talking about. It was really, you know, that's a real strange time for young people to go through. But, I mean, now you go to school, you got to watch out for people bringing guns and knives. You got to watch out for the kids in the school. You got to watch out for gangs. You got to watch out for the teachers coming after you. There's a lot of situations of predatory teachers in the school. Before it was just men, now it's women, you know, taking to bed your teenage son, you know, your daughter's getting, you know, and you're going to work every day. And then these superwomen out here I was talking about, they have it made. You know, I'm going to be a career woman, and I'm going to raise my kids, and I'm going to have this perfect life, and everything's going to be perfect. I don't need no man. I don't need anybody. It's just me. Huh. I could do that. Well, hey, okay, I'm of the door 4C, and I have children. And the thing is, I went through a lot, more than a lot, to make sure that they had everything. Like, I wanted them to have the American dream. I wanted them to have the same thing I had. And they did. I sacrificed, risked, did over things, overspent, did it, everything you can imagine. I drove my kids 40, 50 miles different places to go to school and stuff to make sure that they were not in bad spots and places. But again, in the end, did it pay off? Well, the end is this. You know, again, I had a situation that somebody ran over my daughter with a motorcycle, knocked her two blocks down the street, broke her collarbone, wasn't repaired. She went in a coma. Then I went to court, and the guy got off, by the way. Just got off completely. No reason, rhyme or reason or anything. Just got totally off. Then, you know, serious other circumstances happen, you know, and then it impacts on them. Impacts on how they live and how they view things and view you. Because you're supposed to be the protector. How are you protecting when you're 24/7 somewhere else working? 24/7 out there, you become the person that did the perpetration because you're not there to protect them because you're gone. You entrust your children with strangers. You think those strange babysitters are going to be watching? I used to come back. I lived downtown in McClure Court, and I used to come back in there and say, aha. I caught them. One of them was in my lingerie when she was working my my older son. I came back another time, said, aha. Caught another one, you know, and she had somebody up in my place. And I wanted, you know, when I was going through my divorce with my ex-husband, you know, I went to work, came back, came to the door and went, ha-ha, caught her giving my children spoiled milk. Spoiled milk, spoiled infant formula, and I was paying her as much money as you can imagine that you would pay to get it to work. That's how bad it is. So, you know, this is impacting on your children. So, you know, you're a superwoman and you're out there working and you're supposed to be trying to take care of your kids and there's no system out there. You don't have no money and you think everything's going to be hunky-dory and everything's going to be perfect. It's not perfect. And you say you don't need anybody. You don't need a man. You don't need nobody there. And your kids miss their father and they don't know what the father is. So, think about it. We'll be back after this, and we'll talk more. I want John's opinion, your opinion. Call in 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody. Because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, we're back. And we're on RBN. John, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think about what I was saying about these schools?
Well, there's Derry Brownfield show had a pretty good article on where the 4-H members were forced to list the cows and list the farm through the children for a monitoring control of cows and children and an initiation of the marking of the animals through the children. So here we have a manipulation of the use of our children to manipulate the marking of our farms and of our animals. And that's only one point of where they're being manipulated. And so, yes, they're a tool, as the Germans use their children, of the Luftwaffe or whatever you want to say. The
Gruppen.
You know, they basically put them to use and made it an example. In our country, we watch Star Trek, and the Federation is a positive force, where in England, they watch a program that's kind of like Star Trek, but the Federation is a evil force. And so now we have two communities, one thinking that the Federation is good and one thinking the Federation is bad from a TV show. It's mind control and it's manipulation. And again, it's the orchestration of setting up for wars.
And it is, because your child is taught, you know, he's got the G.I. Joe when he's young, you know, and that's a real beautiful thing to be in the military, and you see pictures of the military, positive things. And then young girls are taught at a very age, you know, young age, that, you know, it's wonderful to just think about getting married. You know, marriage is the first thing, you know, on the books of what you need to do when you, you know, become of age. So these things are all preset in the concept of what we're supposed to be. Now, these dream princes and kings that we marry and stuff don't really measure up. But, you know, in the Bible, it says that it's for better, for worse. So how many people out there are hanging with that for better, for worse scenario? Now, you know, you have a number of people out there cheating on their spouses. You know, they get on TV, they talk about it, they don't care that their kids are going to grow up and see this. You know, got people out there that just, you know, really don't care anymore. So the imagery that we're projecting is it's a foul image. So you look at all these different images that these kids are seeing, and you wonder why they're not communicating. I mean, I saw this guy today. He had long hair. He had some kind of hippie kind of garb on that you would see something out of the Partridge Family, and it was kind of outdated. And then he had a veil over his face, and it was like, you know, a guy with a veil. What the heck is this? And fringe on his sleeves, and you know, I was looking at these girls, and the girls are dressed, you know, with this other kind of, you know, look. And the thing is that these dark images that they are portraying are things that they see in character on television. Is that not right, John? Or have you noticed that?
Oh, absolutely. You take the Navy YSI or ESI or whatever the program is, the computer whiz woman dresses in black goth styling, you know, I mean, the big heavy leathers with the big knobs on them, and you know, the chrome knobs, and like she was like a Hell's Writer with black hair and black eyelashes and, you know, different nails and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, I don't know why they would want, anybody would want to imitate that myself.
But it's giving them an image of something that they're thinking is positive, because that is what they see continuously impacting on them on television. It's just like, you know, young black men, you know, wearing these baggy pants. And, you know, everybody's wearing them now. They're baggy and hanging down. And, you know, and you look at them and like, what's this? And then you look at all of them collectively. And then everybody says, well, you got to get a job. Nobody talks about having people having careers. Careers are something different than jobs, by the way. But they go out there and they try to get a job or career, and they're looking like that. And, you know, then you have this other part of society that you had to be three-piece suit down and dressed a certain type of way to get to this other level. So you have clashes of societies and clashes of people who are not fitting in and melding into certain levels, and they're without income and out jobs, and they are mad. And then you have other people out there that are just trying to make it, and you got all these people out there. And then what do you do with them? You impact them with other people from other nations. Now, I remember, you know, we were talking about this situation with Hispanics coming in. Okay, the Hispanic thing came about because, again, there was an issue, a crisis in the 60s, and they were getting very angry that there were too many blacks getting into jobs and going to certain places they weren't supposed to be. So the replacement factor was the Hispanic people. And blacks got very mad about it. We got closed mouths because, you know, blacks don't really talk a whole lot to everybody about what their issues are, and I think they forgot what some of these issues are to tell you the truth. Because we were like, shh, don't tell nobody. And it got to the point where we even forgot what our issues were about. But I remember every one of those issues because, see, what I was looking at is from the outside in and inside out, because I was on both sides of the equation. And the thing that's scary is the fact that you got folks out there that are, you know, within the African-American community, you have levels out there. And some of them don't know anything about anything I'm talking about. They're at another level, and they think they're okay, and everybody's going to be taken care of, you know, because of this and that and the other. I remember, in fact, I met Clarence Page, the Supreme Court Justice, Clarence Thomas, I mean. He was with the EEOC. I remember this other woman I saw just recently was in something. I can't really talk about it right now. But anyway, they caused me to lose a case. I was working in this corporation, and there was a lot of wrongdoing going on, and I had a lot of information on this wrongdoing, and somebody connived and gave certain information over to the other side, and it came directly out of the EEOC. I remember that well. I remember who did it. I remember the two people that were involved and the attorney that was involved in it. Cost a lot of people their jobs. He doesn't know and understand what the issue really is within the black community. A lot of these people are sitting in these spots. They don't understand their own people. And then they are put in frustrated out there as being our leaders. And you'd ask a lot of black people, they'll say, well, those people aren't our leaders. They haven't done anything for us. A lot of them are under suspicion right now. We got now that Black History Month is Rainbow Month now. No longer Black History Month. We only had 28 days. That's gone now, too. Again, the whole thing is this country has gone upside down in philosophy, belief, and everything else, and that's why we're in a situation of quagmire right now, because right now you have a situation. We're 2 inches from going into a racial condition. It's going to be very scary unless somebody redirects and lets people know what's going on. Because there's too much of this stuff going on every single day. I'm looking at patterns. And that's being done intentionally cause a race riot. Because they want to have the National Guard come in and they can close down everything. Then you have the issue with the Hispanic people. You know, people complain about that. That's going to cause another issue because, again, it's too many people impacting on the little we have. Too many people are impacting on the homeless. The homeless used to get jobs, cleaning up stuff in stores, going over and being a cook or something, doing something. They make a couple of pennies. They can't even get that no more because it's been influxed with all these different people. And it's not just the Hispanic community. I went into mosques. Back before September 11th, I went in every mosque out here in Chicago because I was going through some stuff, and I went into every mosque out here in Chicago, talked to sheikhs and everything else, and understood their culture. I didn't know anything about it like that before because I didn't really practice or been involved with Islam. My dad wrote Elijah Muhammad Speak, but that Islam was entirely different than Islam over there. And eventually, the Islam over there made this Islam be sort of on the same practice, but it's not as different. So anyway, I went into every mosque out here, and I visited and I talked to people, and those people were no different than us. They were scared. They didn't know what the hell was going on. Everybody over here hated them. All of a sudden, you know, government says, oh, they did this, we're looking for this. And then we got Greenspan coming up and opening his mouth and working inside the government as an agent of the government saying that 9/11 was an inside job. He said that. Now, if Greenspan opened his mouth to say that, why is it that if he's an inside agent, they won't listen to me. They won't listen to the other people out there that are whistleblowers, that are federal and government employees. But Greenspan was the one that set the prices for everything. He said it. Nobody investigates nothing because of all the level of corruption. And again, all the things I was telling you about the kids and how this stuff, the impacts on them, the families are impacted. Some of the families have to do criminal things. Then the other families out there go through the government, work for the government, and they get clout, and they have to do all this other kind of stuff for the clouded position they have to keep these politicians in office. Then they filter the money back and forth and stuff, and the people go to fix the roads. They go to the campaign party, give them some money back at the back. They got the roadways going, all this stuff, all this money running back and forth. And the more and more of this stuff goes because of all this different stuff that's going on, the hidden stuff and the illegal activity and stuff like that, it's caused the quagmire we're in right now. And we don't see it. I don't matter what color, race, creed, nationality you are, here in the United States, it should be 100% of the population on the same page and understand what I'm talking about. and want to clean up house, because, again, you're all taxpayers, and the vote is coming up, this election, and you need to stay up. When they have these meetings out there talking about, I'm going to run for president, I want to do this and that and the other, you get down there and you stand there. I did that out here, but I could go. My hand went right up and said, excuse me, if you get in the office, what are you going to do about this and that and the other? I want some guarantees. I pay your, this is my tax, my dollar is going to go to your job. What do you got to guarantee what you're going to do for me? If he doesn't say the right thing, I'm going to say something next that's going to make other people say, then not vote for him. John, you do that. You go to those meetings. What do they say when you go to those meetings?
Well, the number one, they call me by name because they know me. You make an impact when you walk into these meetings. You may think you're nobody, but as I went to Albany to talk on environmental meetings on a yearly basis, they didn't like me speaking. I had to kind of be pick and choose about what I could say, and I had to make it very pertinent because I was limited. It's not easy. They would give me, I think it was 6 parking tickets because they were harassing me. But when it gets said and done, I made an impact. I've made a situation to where they've given me some clout because they've still done stuff that isn't logical. They made us use mercury thermometers in our waste discharges of our waste treatment plants and break mercury directly in the waste treatment furrow and by the thousands of pounds. I mean, you can't imagine that the mercury thermometer factory couldn't keep up with the orders. That's how much mercury was being dumped directly into our outlets. And this was an orchestration of stupidness. It's not logical. There was no reason to measure a tenth of a degree. My gosh, today we're running temperatures that are 20 degrees above the norm constantly. We're breaking records constantly of the weather, high and then low, high and then low. And right now we're doing more high. But the craziness of all this, of illogical, it's someone, if you don't make mention of it and you just let them keep building those walls in your mind, next thing you know, our children won't even know what is good logic. It's like we're all stupid and we're letting them do it. And it's, as they say on the quote on a good patriot, a good person doing nothing is
a
failure.
And you lose respect. You lose respect because the thing is you sit there and do nothing. It's just like the people in Germany sat there and they watched this stuff and they sat there and thought, you know, it was going to go away. And the next thing, they're in some death camp. Because the thing was, they didn't do anything. They didn't react. Again, if you're paying almost 70% of your money out for taxes, I'm not just talking the tax out of your paycheck or salary and stuff like that. I'm talking about the taxes you pay. Like John said, if you get rid of a tire on your car, you're taxed for that. If you take the battery out of your car and put another battery in, you're taxed for that. If you are, you know, if you go and do anything, you got 2-3 levels of taxes continuously on you no matter what. And none of that money is held accountable. And then when it goes down to the situation with the Pentagon missing $2.3 trillion, we're sitting there like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever, you know. We're going to replace that next week. You know, we should be up in arms. Where the heck, how can the dude walk out of that office in the Pentagon and go to another higher office and misplace $2.3 trillion? If I, all the companies I worked for, if I was short a penny, a short a penny in closing a book in a company. And they told me that I couldn't make a mistake again. I didn't make one mistake for 4 years. I made no mistakes whatsoever. One penny I was off in closing. I mean, closing accounts receivable, accounts payable, payroll, whole nine yards, general reports, everything I had to close for the whole corporation was penny off. Only I couldn't do that no more.
Well, it's a point of measure. It's just like Greenspan saying, oh, it's an inside job. It's a point of measure against the public to see if someone of that kind of authority can say that, and we all stand back and go, wow, and we do nothing.
Nothing at all. And then let them go to another level with your tax dollar. And then, like, for instance, this is a good example about what's going on with black people, okay? It says racism may affect black men's health. Now, this is what this article in the Baltimore Sun says, October 4th. Terry Davis did not know he was having a stroke, much less than as an African-American male, he had a 3 to 4 times higher risk of suffering from one than a white man. When a transitional heart attack or a mini stroke hit him nearly a year ago, he was 49 years old. He woke up early, felt a little sagging on his right side, and a little slowness in his speech. And a professional tennis teacher, he canceled the day's lesson, thinking more sleep would make it go away. His wife, Carrie, still feeling guilty that she got a little annoyed with him. She didn't have know he had a heart attack. He didn't know had a heart attack. He went in a stroke, then he had a heart attack because he's stressed because of racism. It's coming to you next. We're going to be back. 800-313-9443.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Okay, we're back. We're here on RBN, and we're talking about things that really go bump in the night in our society that need to be redirected. And like I said, this issue with these taxes and collection of taxes, and like I said, where it goes, $2.3 trillion and the Pentagon just walked off. Nobody said anything. To this day, Halliburton overstated invoices to go into the military, overstated the invoices, which was a criminal act and a fraud. Nobody went after them. Nobody did anything. Just paid them and kept it like that. You know, and they got maybe spanked on the wrist. And how many more overstated invoices have they had out? And how much more are you paying out for fuel costs? It's going to be, this is a hot October, but maybe around January, December or something like that. It might be 40, 70, 80 degrees below zero. Who knows what the temperature is going to be? But then, you know, who's going to heat that? You know, how are you going to pay for heat when taxes on that went up all over the country? Telephone taxes, high as heck. You're paying tax, tax, tax. And none of these people are accountable. And elections coming up in less than a month and a half, and we need to make all these characters comparable to what they say they're going to do. This should be it should be a fortorium. It should be some document on the paper. We need to get signatures of all the people that are voting in your townships and areas saying that, you know, if you get in the office and you make these promises and make them sign it, and if they get in the office as president or whatever and they don't fulfill it, then they're out the door. Next. Not 4 years. Not another 8 years. It's going to be, for whoever gets in the White House now, they're going to be cleaning house, right? At least they need at least 4 terms to clean this mess up, if they can do it. At least 4 terms. But then again, they might get beat out because this one might stay in. But all these things are happening. I'm going to read something to you, and then I'm going to bring my caller on because he's got a tape that he wants to share. This is the Office of the Governor Intake in Illinois on September 21st, 2007, which they have not responded to, which I guess they refused. I was called a constituent. I guess that means I'm a resident or somebody. I put my name and my phone number and address here, and I dated it, and I said comment. To be added to litigated issues, that's what I wrote here, because it's going to be added to litigated issues for real. One, the laws within the state of Illinois are disjointed within loopholes, allowing for massive discrimination against people of color. Also opens the door to terrorism, whereby current enforcement against current law enforcement, again, can act in discrimination using clout and other forms of violation of due process of law by having the right to investigate themselves. The acts are as follows. One, driving special permits for DUIs and nothing in place for other drivers who lose licenses for various reasons. There is nothing for temporary licenses, which causes many to lose jobs, housing. It goes into talking about the policing agencies, how they self-govern themselves, violate a violation of due process of law, and even murder. Wrote all this stuff and gave it, and I haven't heard one word from them. They don't care. We'll be back after this break, and I will bring Bill on.
With recent